This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has arrived in Seychelles for his three-day visit. He was given a warm welcome by the President of Seychelles, Dr. Patrick Hermini, at the airport. Appreciating the gesture, Prime Minister Modi reiterated that Seychelles is a valued maritime partner and a close friend in the Indian Ocean. Mr. Modi said that he is looking forward to a productive visit aimed at further strengthening India and Seychelles' long-standing ties and enhancing cooperation for the benefit of the people of both the nations. During the visit, Mr. Modi will participate in the Golden Jubilee celebrations of the National Day of Seychelles as the guest of honour. Earlier in his departure statement, the Prime Minister said, Seychelles is a key partner in India's Vision Mahasagar and its commitment to the Global South. He said, this year marks the 50th anniversary of diplomatic relations between the two countries, founded on mutual trust, shared democratic values, respect for diversity and strong people-to-people ties. The Prime Minister said that he is looking forward to holding discussions with the President of Seychelles, Dr. Patrick Hermini, to strengthen the enduring friendship between the two nations. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio has praised Prime Minister Narendra Modi's leadership, saying India has made significant economic progress and is playing a bigger role on the global stage. In an interview with a news agency at the White House, Mr. Rubio said the Trump administration views India as one of U.S.'s closest strategic partners. He said Prime Minister Modi has led a country that is making strong economic gains and becoming an increasingly influential global power. Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah today announced that Bharat Taxi, the country's cooperative ride-hailing platform, will be expanded to 500 cities and towns across the country over the next 2 years. Speaking at the official launch of the Bharat Taxi, he said the initiative, as a transformative step in the cooperative sector, Bharat Taxi aims to provide a fair and transparent mobility platform by making drivers, referred to as Sarathis, direct stakeholders.
The very first reason for the creation of Bharat Taxi is that there should be no exploitation of either our Sarathis or our customers. This is the foremost reason. Second, the Sarathi should be respected. They should not be dependent or at the mercy of an app for registration. Today, I say with pride that the 7 lakh Sarathis associated with Bharat Taxi are the owners and shareholders of Bharat Taxi.
Malik hai shareholder.
In Kerala, the Commissioner for Entrance Examinations today released the rank list for the Kerala Engineering, Architecture and Medical Examination. A total of 79,717 candidates have been included in the engineering rank list, while 26,943 candidates have been placed in the pharmacy rank list. Candidates can download their results from the official website cee.kerala.gov.in. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan said the strength of any economy across the world lies in the contributions of its MSME sector. Addressing an event on MSME Day 2026 in New Delhi today, he said that in India, the MSME sector represents the courage and entrepreneurial spirit of the first generation entrepreneurs. The Vice President noted that the sector contributes nearly 50% of the country's total exports while consistently maintaining high-quality standards. The India Meteorological Department has predicted heavy to very heavy rainfall over sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Sikkim during the next 2 days. The weather agency also forecast heavy rainfall over Bihar, Chhattisgarh, coastal Andhra Pradesh, coastal Karnataka, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal and in some parts of northeast India today. The IMD said that thunderstorm accompanied with lightning and gusty wind conditions will prevail over East Rajasthan, interior Karnataka and Telangana till tomorrow. In the US Open Badminton, India's Devika Sehag and Ronak Chauhan have reached the semifinals in Fullerton, California. Devika caused a major upset, defeating third seed Riko Gunji of Japan in straight games, winning 20-20, 21-19 in the women's singles quarterfinals. In football, Egypt have reached the knockout stage of the FIFA World Cup for the first time after a 1-1 draw with Iran in their final Group G match. Iran's Ramin Rezaian was named player of the match. Egypt finished the group stage unbeaten and qualified as the runners-up. And that is the end of this news bulletin.